Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's see, who do we have coming up next? We have Bruce is in Southern California on the wildcard line. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Coast.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you for taking my call. And I just want to kind of add a little about what Don was saying. He brought up some amazing points. But what I want to talk about is the significance today, even though this event happened 54 years ago, to close our eyes to what happened then means closing our eyes to what's happening right now and our future. There are cover-ups that are taking place right now that most people don't even know about it. I also want to talk about the word conspiracy theory, because that word is always called or talked about when you ever talk about these events or 9/11. And you can, don't believe me, but you can look this up yourself. That word was actually made popular and invented by the CIA in 1967 as a weapon to avoid investigation for fear of truth.
That's right. What happened was, after the Warren Commission came out, they did all sorts of polling and found that very few Americans actually believed in the Warren Report. And so the CIA issued this memo to go after anyone that was attacking the Warren Report and label them with the term conspiracy theorist.
Absolutely.
Which is,
that's
which
right. And that's
which continues to be
a way to kind of keep the population dumb. But talking about conspiracy theories, I believe this is the biggest lie and conspiracy theory ever posed on the American people and the world, for that matter, by our controlled media. And the fact that 19 radicals armed with box cutters, you know, you buy for 99 cents, defeated our multi-billion dollar air defense system while conspiring with a diabetic bearded man in a cave in Afghanistan, not to mention no weapons of mass destruction. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, we can't look at these past events and just shrug them off as past. This is our future, because this is just cover-ups are happening. They're getting more sophisticated. And it's time for American people to wake up and start learning the truth. And learning the truth of the past will open your eyes to what's happening right now and in the future. And that's
well said, Bruce. Well said. Thank you for that. Yeah, the term conspiracy theory is obviously being used by many in the mainstream media or in academia to stifle debate, to shut down a debate. The other term that gets tossed around a lot these days with regards to the whole global warming or climate change argument is to use that word denier, which is odious to use that term denier because of the connection to Holocaust denial, which of course is absolutely odious and evil. But so then to apply the term denier to someone who simply questions official orthodoxy on climate change is just wrong. Too often, conspiracy theorist is used in much the same way, just to stop a debate. But it's not working, I don't think. It's not as effective as it once was. People just kind of shake that off and say, you know, that doesn't work on me anymore. I just view things like the Kennedy assassination. I think that's just the way, by and large, the world works. You know, if we go back 1,000 years, when you had competing houses, let's say in England, that were vying for the throne. You know, they had the War of the Roses. And, you know, a lot of blood was spilled. They didn't try to hide it. It was all done out in plain sight. And I think that's still the way things operate in terms of power structures, except now they're just more sophisticated. And all of that stuff that used to happen out on the main stage now happens sort of quietly and behind closed doors. And it's not necessarily a shiv in someone's back. It's you get your hedge fund manager or managers to raid someone's financial system in another country. You can bring a country down, you know, by attacking their stock market or their currency. Assassinations now are a little different. Not always. Sometimes they pull the same thing off that they did in 63. But there are other ways to assassinate. I think Watergate, for example, was a form of assassination. That's how they took Tricky Dick out. He dared to, love him or hate him, but he dared to deviate from the script. And when he could no longer be controlled, rather than take him out with a bullet, you take him out with a scandal, right? And as always, the cover-up is usually worse than the crime. That's how they got him.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.